Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
More claps today.
I love the claps. How are you, Zoe?
I'm well, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. I'm enjoying playing all these top 95 bangers at the moment.
I'm enjoying the Mountain Reception.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, we're not alone in the studio. Kia ora, how are you both?
Kia ora, talofa. Oh, good. Thank you for having us, Rachel. Thank you for having us, Zoe.
You're most welcome. Do you want to introduce yourselves and what show you're here for?
Oh, yes. My name is Atitahi Portagadius. I'm from Rotorua. And I'm here where we're in a show called Alofa. And myself and...
Whakalofalhaiatu, talohani, kia ora, talofa, namaste, assalamualaikum. My name is Ali Fuai and I am an actor in the play Alofa. It's a pleasure to be here this morning in BFM Studios at Auckland Uni. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming up. So tonight is the Auckland premiere of Alofa. You guys have been on the road for 7 weeks doing a tour of the North Island. How do you feel? It's sort of coming to a close. You guys have got a couple more shows. How's it going?
It's going absolutely swimmingly. We started the tour about 6 weeks ago in Wellington, and it feels like a long time ago now.
Yeah.
It's a great reception. It's been a sellout tour so far.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great reviews, audience feedback. It's really touching a lot of people. We moved through to Rotorua and Hamilton, and now we have arrived in Tamaki Makaurau.
Awesome.
Hi. So you guys are both actors in the show.
Yes.
What drew you to this piece, like made you feel, okay, I need to do this, this needs to happen?
Firstly, it was Fiona Collins, the director, the writer of Alofa. I met her at a cafe and I hadn't even read the script yet, but I just walked in our first meeting and I just immediately knew I wanted to work with her. Mm. I felt such an awesome and warm, homely vibe from Fiona. And so she was the reason why I jumped on. And then once I sent the script and read it, what's in the show, the content of it, is really what made me want to jump on board and be able to deliver this message and tell her words. Cool. So that was me.
Yeah.
Fiona Collins, the amazing actress and writer. I've worked with her as an actress in the past. So she gave me a call in 2016 to come over to Samoa to do her new show.
Oh, wow.
So I came over, flew over, I was like, hey, and then she, there was actually only like 3 scenes. But it was great. I was like, oh, I get to go to Samoa and hang out with my maid and do this cool show and be Samoan Islanders in front of Samoans. So then after that, we had a couple of drinks and I was like, I feel like my role needs to be pumped up. So could you please? So she rewrote it and made the piece bigger for me. And the story is, it's a beautiful story. It's a family story. Everyone has felt a real strong connection. Yeah. You were just saying your brother saw it in Wellington.
Yeah, my brother saw it in Wellington. I also saw, mates of mine from Wellington just raving about it on Facebook, just being like, you have to go and watch this, it's so cool. And it, like, touches on all these things that, we still don't see these stories represented as much as they should be on the stage and on the screen.
Yes. It's not just in Samoan culture, but I guess all across all cultures, Māori, all Pacifica, Pākehā culture as well. So it's a universal story. You don't just have to be from Samoa to get the show.
Totally.
Yeah, that's cool that your brother and your friends liked it.
Yeah, they loved it. They really loved it. What sort of a plot summary? What's kind of the gist of this show if people are going to head along?
Without giving it too much away.
Without giving it away. Just enough so that people kind of can set the scene in their head.
Yeah, well, like the name of the play is Alofa, which means love in Samoan. So it encompasses love in all its true forms. Family love, love lost, love shared, love gained, love between all generations, because there are 3 generations of the family in the play.
Essentially, the character Nico is returning back to his home village after 25 years away, being a professional boxer. My character Lome and Atitahi's character Alofa have stayed with Papa, the older character, and looked after him. He's in his older age, and so when our brother Nico comes home, there's this whole different dynamic,
right?
Because he's the eldest that keeps. So it's all this coming home vibe, storylines, and the family pressures and those little energies that happen between siblings and, where the hierarchy is.
Yeah.
Because these feelings like love and home and reconnections, they seem so universal. But despite this, do you think the meaning of home and family from a Samoan perspective might differ from others? And how do you think this influences the play?
Absolutely, it is universal and familial story. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows what it's like to have a family.
Yeah.
You know, some people know what it's like to be apart from their families, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. to return to their families, or have a long lost love. As Atatu said, the play Alofa in Samoan means love.
Yeah.
So it's all those different aspects of
yeah.
love, the yearning of love. The matriarch of a family, Alofa, had passed away, so it's Papa's. You know, deep affection and mourning
yeah.
for his for his wife and and love.
You started this run, as you said, in Samoa. How has it been performing that in Aotearoa? Have the receptions been different? Have there been any surprises? How's it been sharing that with so many different
In Samoa, I guess they love their comedy, their Samoan whaleiku, this slapstick, and they love, you know, Korean drama. They like to cry and be entertained. after the show, they'll be like, "Yeah, we like the show. It was good." But I guess they're not exposed to this format of mm-hmm. you know, theatre. So coming to New Zealand, it was going to be a total surprise.
Yeah,
we don't know if people would hate it or you know, or really embrace it and kind of find their way into yeah. the story, which they absolutely have.
Nice.
Awesome.
Had brilliant reviews, which Fiona fully deserves
yes,
as a writer and a creator, and sell out audiences. So the response
awesome.
Has been people's really taken it to their hearts.
Yeah,
and
they take little aspects, like every audience has reacted differently to different lines within
yeah.
the play, which is interesting for us because then we discover things as well about the play. So
yeah.
it's just grown a lot since Wellington. We're starting to find little niches here and there, and,
mm-hmm.
and when the audience reacts, we're like, oh, we never thought that line was funny before, or oh, people are crying at random plots.
Wow.
So,
it's funny in
Rotorua. It's
huh?
funny in Rotorua. yeah, which is daunting.
Sally
you know?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, though.
The beauty
like, you know,
of theatre.
Different night, different audience. It's always great. So if people want to come and check it out in Auckland, where can they go?
Well, it's on at Q Theatre tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are in the $28 to $35 range. And then the season closes, is that correct, in Mangere Arts Centre. Wednesday
right.
to Friday, you guys will be
yes.
there. So get along. If you can't go to Q, you've got other options. Do hit it up. It sounds beautiful.
Can we give away a couple of tickets?
Can we test? Yeah, we totally can. Would you like to head along?
Oh.
I want to see some good theatre.
If you want to go and see some good theatre, you want to go and see Alofa, text us now, 5395 with your name and Alofa. Two tickets. You and a mate. 5395 is the one there.
Get
hey, what other
that.
Things can people go and see?
Well, besides this beautiful piece, there is one, you know how much I love murder mysteries. There's another Agatha Christie on called Go Back for Murder, which is at the
Fantastic.
Dolphin Theatre in Onehunga. It's from, I think it opens tonight until the 5th of October, so you've got plenty of time. And this tale, a woman has been imprisoned for the murder of her husband,
but oh, blimey.
Has been pleading innocent for her 15 years.
She did it.
You don't need to go see it now. Anyway, after 15 years of hard time, she contacts her daughter to reopen the case. Luckily, a local officer, Fogg, has
officer
a wee
Fogg.
Crush on said daughter and wants to help out. And, you know, together they uncover the truth, but will they uncover their love?
Oh, wow. That sounds
so
fun.
So go check out that. Also tonight is an amazing piece on at Basement Theatre called Reclamation. So if Alofa is about reconnecting to your story, Reclamation is about taking it back.
Cool.
Women, femme, non-binary folk, it's about reclaiming their power and their autonomy. It explores female desire and pleasure through dance and song and spoken words, so all of these mediums. And I guess, again, well, love is the core theme of Alofa. Reclamations is joy.
Fantastic.
And it's going to be a celebration. It's empowering and bold and unapologetic. So if you want to go lift up women and people of colour and creatives and yourselves, go see Reclamation at Basement Theatre tonight until the 5th of October again.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Faf Swag and Reclamation is going to be absolutely stunning. Those nice. Artists are gorgeous on stage and they do really important work.
They totally
do. I just wanted to talk to them because they are pushing it out there for our people as well as different genders and for women. This is empowering totally. For brown women and bigger ladies, if you look at, you know, bigger women and celebrating all types of bodies and stuff like that. So just, this is my little push. Go yes. Fast Swag. Bring it on tonight. We're both opening so we can't watch each other's show, but love you lots.
Hey, we also actually did have the crew from Reclamation up yesterday, so if you missed out on that, cool. You can listen back to it in the B-cast, and it was an awesome chat too. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck with the end of the run. We will give away those tickets in just a couple of minutes. Pick a winner from our texts coming in. Thank you all so much.
Thanks, BFM.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.